I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's less than 2 weeks until Christmas. For some kids, the day can't get here fast enough. Many grown-ups, though, will be relieved that the end of the holiday shopping season is in sight, especially in a year when retailers were pushing Christmas even before Halloween. The World's Katie Clark joins me now. She recently returned from Mexico. Our neighbor to the south is largely Catholic, so no surprise that Christmas is a big deal there. But, Katie, how commercialized is the holiday in Mexico? What did you find out?
Well, Mexico didn't seem as over the top as I thought it might be, at least not what I saw during my brief stop in Mexico City and then traveling south of Mexico City. I mean, there were some of the typical things you'd expect. Car dealers, for instance, just like here in the States, lots of holiday promotions going on. There were, you know, the inflatable snowmen, the inflatable Santas. Being Mexico, lots of poinsettia plants around there decorating the scene. But what really impressed me, not so much, you know, the commercialization of Christmas, but how people were getting involved in the religious aspect of the holiday season.
And how do they get involved in the religious side of the holiday season? How long does that go on for?
The Christmas season in Mexico actually begins officially 9 days before Christmas, so December 16th. But a lot of the attention was being paid towards today, December 12th, which is the Feast of the Virgin of Guadalupe. And everybody was getting ready, if not already celebrating that.
Now, tell us what the Feast of the Virgin of Guadalupe is all about, because this is, I do know that this is really important on the Mexican calendar.
Really important on the Mexican calendar. Mexico, as you mentioned, is largely a Catholic country, but that wasn't always the case. Back when the Spanish first came to Mexico, back in the early 1500s, missionaries were struggling to convert the natives to Christianity. I mean, after about 10 years or so, they maybe got 100 converts. And then, as the story goes, in 1531, a poor man named Juan Diego was hurrying through sacred Aztec ground to hear Mass in Mexico City. He was one of the converts at that point, when the Virgin Mary appeared to him, and she instructed him to tell the local bishop to build a temple where she stood. And to make a long story short, a temple was built. And some 300 years later, nearly the entire country has been baptized, and Mary has become an important symbol to Mexican Catholics, not only as the mother of Jesus, but as their protective mother, too. And it might be too much to say she's more important than Jesus is in Mexico, but she's up there.
So what form did these celebrations for the Virgin of Guadalupe, what form do they take?
Well, it depends on where you are, obviously, varying from city to city, but it seems that almost everybody, no matter where you are, is getting involved in some way. And while I was there, there were candlelight processions morning and night, and then one city that we stayed in, not a tourist community, a city called Orizaba, which is in Veracruz State, there were these parades twice a night.
That's pretty funky.
Yes, that's some sound from one of the parades, and, you know, not the most professional sounding, but they're getting into it. I mean, you have marching bands and occasionally mariachi music playing along with it, people carrying banners. I mean, it was really pretty wild, but even more wild than that, there were these torch relays that we watched in honor of the Virgin happening all around the country.
So all around the country, they run for several miles? And
yeah, these are called antorchas, and it's basically a torch relay. Individuals or teams will travel to the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico City well before today, December 12th, to offer prayers to Mary and to seal the deal, so to speak. The people often return the way they came, so if they walk to Mexico City to the Basilica, they're going to go back the way they came. It's kind of become a sport in a sense.
And do they carry one torch like the Olympics,
or
do they carry several different torches?
Well, no. I mean, there will be several different torches, but everybody who is running with a torch, and they're running along the sides of the highway, you know, semi-trucks speeding by, and it seems as if nobody's really paying attention to them, this odd thing. And day and night they're running. They have these support trucks that go along with them, all decorated with pictures of the Virgin, the names of the community they come from.
Nike, Adidas, take note. You could commercialize Christmas down in Mexico.
Exactly. There's room. Not much room on these trucks. I mean, it's just old and young, men and women dressed in traditional clothing. It's just really wild, and they're going back to these far-flung communities. So in some cases, you know, if you're traveling to the farthest reaches of Mexico, you know, 1,000 miles or something, you might be running. And, you know, there's not a lot of room on the shoulders there on a lot of these highways.
Wow. So after all that running and marching and festivities, is there any energy left over for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? I mean, what do they do? Sleep?
Well, no. I mean, Christmas Eve is big. Not Christmas. Christmas Day, not quite so much because everybody's been kind of celebrated out. But the celebrations go on into the second week of January in Mexico. And I didn't even mention, I mean, in the local church communities, all these men in the village are out there for days. I mean, this one village that we visited, we were told that the men had been working for about 3 days to make this decorative covering for the archway of the church. And there were a whole bunch of other people standing around watching them. And there was another team of men who were working feverishly to get one done in one day for the entrance to the courtyard of the church. And just the community effort that goes into this, can't really compare it to anything that we would see here. I mean, we put the fervor into shopping and things like that, but not into the religious aspects for the most part, like you see these enormous efforts in Mexico.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. The World's Katie Clark, just back from Mexico. We'll hear her stories from there in the coming weeks. Meantime, pictures of the preparations for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Virgin of Guadalupe, and some of those Christmas decorations Katie mentioned can be viewed at theworld.org. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.